radio's greatest hits
of today and yesterday.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be. All right here on aircheck.com.
Good morning. It is now time for RKOUL Premier, a presidential debate. There we go. Thank you, Terry.
And the audience.
And we ask that all of our principals please come up to your respective podiums at this time.
Careful, Mr. Dole. That guardrail looks a little flimsy to me.
All right. Now, we're not going to stand for any more rude outbursts like that, Ross.
I wish someone would shut that little pipsqueak up.
Gentlemen, can we have a little order here?
Order? I'd like to order a pepperoni pizza.
This morning, when I give you a topic, gentlemen, you're going to have 30 seconds to respond with your answer. Are you ready? Is that clear?
It's clear as long as I get equal time. I can sue you too, Terry.
Oh, man. All right, here we go. Here's part one. Drugs and a lack of parenting are tearing apart the moral fiber of our society. How do we attack this, Mr. Doe?
I don't know about morals, but I can talk about fiber.
Yeah.
If every American just ate three prunes every morning, we could become a regular country again.
Oh,
thank you.
Wonderful. It's my turn.
All right, well, go ahead. It's your turn. Go ahead, Ross.
Well, look, it's about cotton-picking time. Now, what's the question?
How do we attack moral decay in our society, Ross?
Well, I fight decay with annual checkups at the dentist.
Oh, no.
And a brush twice daily and floss between me.
Oh, man. Boy, he's funny. Come on, get with it now. Morals. We're talking about morals, Ross.
You want hardball, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we took all them hippies and gave them all a Ross Perot-style fur haircut, grab a pair of pliers, yank the rings out of their ears, noses, navels, and other places. We have a good start.
I think a lot of people go along with you on that, Ross.
You're talking.
Bob Dole doesn't quite agree with that.
Well, what if you got a better idea, Mr. Fancy Pants?
Please, gentlemen, show some respect for each other. You're all three presidential candidates now.
Well, it's new movies that are destroying our youth. Movies like Easy Rider and Bonnie and Clyde.
New movies, yeah.
I say bring back My Friend Flicka. Friend Cannon, Lassie.
Oh, man.
Well, I'd like to comment on that if I could.
Well, go right ahead, Mr. President. Go right ahead.
We need to practice safe sex, too.
Yeah. Oh, really?
For example, when I used to sneak out with Jennifer Flowers, before we fooled around, I always asked her if it was safe. And she'd say, think so.
That was smooth, Mr. President.
I see Al Gore's in here, too. Well, men, the old clock on the wall says that's just about all the time we have.
And I want to buy some more tea.
Sorry, but the time is up, Ross.
I'm not going to buy this election, Mr. Perot.
There'll be no bribery, no payoffs in this election.
Oh, make me an offer. I'm all there.
Oh, boy. Well, that's it. That's it.
Now, what we really need is peace.
Yeah, I could sure use a piece of that pizza over there. Can you hand it to me?
Oh, thank you, guys.
Play.
Yeah, Bobby.
Wonderfully.